In order to underscore this point, I once wrote a column trying to imagine how a discussion would go if the very decent Secretary of State Warren Christopher were to try to explain the globalization system and its impact on geopolitics to a not-so-decent leader like Syrian President Hafez al-Assad, who is a man of the Cold War and olive trees. I have since updated this dialogue, and here is what I think it would sound like today. Warren Christopher would begin like this. Hafez, you don't mind if I call you Hafez. Hafez, you are yesterday's man. You are still living in the Cold War. I know you've only traveled outside the Middle East a few times, so let me tell you a little bit about the New World. Hafez, Syria debated for years whether to allow its people to have fax machines. Then you debated for 4 years whether to allow them all to have the internet. That's sad. That's why your per capita income is only $1,200 a year, and you can barely make a light bulb. Since 1994, your entire private sector has barely exported $1 billion a year. We have dozens of companies no one's ever heard of that export $1 billion a year. Now, Hafez, the reason I'm telling you all this is because during the Cold War, it didn't matter whether Syria made computer chips or potato chips, a Lexus or a light bulb, because you could make a good living just by milking the superpowers for aid and blackmailing your neighbors. It was a good living, Hafez. A good living! And you played them all off against each other brilliantly. Hats off! But Hafez, those days are over. The Saudis can't pay your extortion anymore. Your own oil supplies are running out. You will be a net oil importer within 10 years, and you have the highest birth rate in the Middle East. That's not a pretty picture, Hafez. What's worse for you is that there is a new global architecture. There are no longer two superpowers to play off against each other. The Soviets are kaput, and we're running a balanced budget. Instead of superpowers, Hafez, there are supermarkets. And let me tell you, Hafez, you don't play the Tokyo bond market off against the Frankfurt bond market, off against the Singapore bond market, off against Wall Street. No, 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 Hafez. They play you. They play Syria off against Mexico, off against Brazil, off against Thailand. Those who perform are rewarded with investment capital to grow from the supermarkets. Those who don't are left as roadkill on the global investment highway. And Hafez, you are destined to be roadkill. By the way, Hafez, I noticed that you and Turkey have been skirmishing along the border lately. But I also notice you are desperate to avoid a real war with Turkey. We both know why, don't we, Hafez? It's because the Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore, and you know that any weapon you lose in a war with Turkey or with Israel or with anyone else is a weapon that you will have to replace with your own money. Cash on the table! Show me the money, Hafez! Show me the money! There is no more Soviet Union that's going to give you new weapons or barter them to you in return for that garbage you produce in your state-owned factories. And there's no Arab oil producers who are going to buy these weapons for you because they're broke too. So you're screwed, Hafez. I always say there's no better constraint on the leader of a developing country than telling him he has to pay cash for his weapons, especially in this day and age when just one advanced fighter aircraft can cost $50 million. Show me the money, Hafez. Tell you what, Hafez, I'm going to leave you my cellular satellite phone. It's the latest model from Motorola, linked up with their new Iridium satellite system. You can reach me in Washington in seconds, because, Hafez, I don't intend to make any more trips out here. These 9-hour history lessons on their crusades that you put me through each visit are not an efficient use of my time. You see, Hafez, I've got too many other important places to be. Mexico, Thailand, China. Who should rule the Golan Heights is a fascinating question, but it's utterly irrelevant to American interests today. But hey, we'd still love to hear from you. When you're ready to do business, just dial 001-202-647-4910. Press send and ask for Chris. Otherwise, Hafez, stay out of my life.